Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 28th, Morning. Chosen. I chose you out of the world. John chapter 15, verse 19. Here is distinguishing grace and discriminating consideration. Some people become the special object of divine affection. Do not be afraid to dwell on this high doctrine of election. When you are depressed, you will find it to be a bottle of the richest cordial. Those who doubt the doctrines of grace miss the richest clusters of grapes. They lose a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. Isaiah 25, 6. There is no balm in Gilead comparable to it. If the honey in Jonathan's wood enlightened the eyes, in 1 Samuel 14, 26, this is honey that will enlighten your heart to love and learn the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Eat it abundantly. Live on this choice food. Enlarge your mind to comprehend more and more of the eternal, everlasting, and discriminating love of God. When you have climbed the high mountain of election, linger on its sister mountain, the covenant of grace. Covenant engagements are the ammunition of the massive rock behind which we lie entrenched. Covenant engagements, the bond of Christ Jesus, are the quiet resting places of trembling spirits. His oath, his covenant, his blood, support me in the raging flood. When every earthly prop gives way, this still is all my strength and stay. If Jesus undertook to bring me to glory, if the Father promised that he would give me to the Son as part of the infinite reward for the work of his soul, then, my soul, until God himself shall be unfaithful, until Jesus shall cease to be the truth, you are safe. When David danced before the ark, he told Michael that election made him do so. 2 Samuel 6:21. Come, my soul, rejoice before the God of grace and leap for joy. October 28th, Evening. Precious Lord. His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 11. Comparisons fail in attempting to describe the Lord Jesus, but the spouse in our text tries the best of her ability. The head of Jesus refers to his deity. The head of Christ is God, 1 Corinthians 11:3. Thus, the ingot of purest gold is the best conceivable metaphor to describe one so precious, so pure, so dear, and so glorious. Jesus is not a grain of gold, but a vast globe of it, a priceless treasure that earth and heaven cannot excel. The creatures are mere iron and clay. They will all perish like wood, hay, and straw. But the ever-living head of the creation will shine forever and ever. In Christ there is no mixture, not even the smallest taint of alloy. He is forever, infinitely, holy, and totally divine. The bushy locks depict his manly vigor. There is nothing effeminate in our beloved. He is the manliest of men, bold as a lion, laborious as an ox, swift as an eagle. Every conceivable and inconceivable beauty is found in him, even though he is despised and rejected by men. Isaiah 53:3. The glory of his head is not cut away. He is eternally crowned with peerless majesty. The black hair indicates youthful freshness. You have the dew of your youth. Psalm 110:3. Others grow weak, but he is a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110:4. Others come and go, but he abides as God on his throne, world without end. We will behold him tonight and adore him. Angels are gazing on him, and his redeemed must not turn their eyes from him. Where else is there such a beloved? Oh, for an hour's fellowship with him. Be gone, intruding cares. Jesus calls me, and I run after him.